Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
From old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Andy Goss joining us again. Andy's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last several years. He's an expert in the U.S. money system and in the Federal Reserve. His newsletter, The World of Money, is in his 20th year. That's one thing we have in common. His first book, The Secret World of Money, is still very important. Also, his other book, Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. At least those are the two that I know about. He's a gold expert, especially in the area of rare gold coins, and he's our friend. Andy, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So let's get into the Fed. This is our Fed Watch show, folks. As you know, we do this every time the Fed meets with our experts like Andy. So the economy is doing a little better. I wonder, and hiring is a little better, but I think they're worried about wage growth. It seems to me at the Fed. Andy, what do you think? What are they gonna do about rates today?
Yeah, I don't think unemployment's gonna be a problem for quite a while. I think the unemployment rate has peaked and is starting to fall. In fact, that JOLTS number, the jobs opening and labor turnover numbers have been increasingly higher at every report. And as much as the Fed wants to, I think the majority of the board wants at least one more rate increase this year. I think they're going to hold off pulling that trigger until December.
Do you think that they'd like to have a little bit of fiscal help from the government before they do their monetary thing? As in some kind of tax policy?
Well, I think that all of the growth in the stock market and the economy is all based on optimism that Mr. Trump's going to get his agenda through, that he's going to get his corporate tax cut and perhaps his tax reform and simplification. But right now, all of it is based on cutting that corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%. And, you know, if you get that, you're going to see an explosion in small business growth and business growth in general.
Yep.
So I think everyone that's all the growth that you've seen since last November has been based upon the optimism that flows from that. And none of it is really real because we haven't had a tax cut. So the further away, though, we get from some sort of agreement on that, the less optimism you're going to see. So for right now, everyone's feeling good.
There is one real thing that's been going on, though. I agree with everything you said, your analysis just now, except there's one thing that has been happening that we can lay directly at the feet of President Trump, and that is the abatement of regulations. I mean, the regulation spigot just turned off when President Trump took office.
I'm getting that from my
experts.
Yeah, you have to repeal two for every one that you put on the books. And, you know, like all the good bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., just can't find two regulations that they want to repeal. So, therefore, no new ones are coming to the fore. I believe they believe that regulation is up to them to run the economy. It's not. It's up to them to stand out of the way and let American business and America's consumers run the economy.
That's exactly right, and so that's one thing. But I'm just wondering if the Fed is saying, okay, if we can wait until Congress, which will probably be this month. I mean, they're going to have to figure something out this month, the Republicans are. If we can wait until the Republicans can get some kind of fiscal policy help going, then our increase won't seem like the big news, and maybe we can slide it in there without too much disruption. What do you think about that analysis?
I agree with that analysis, except, you know, they're also saying that this is the time that they're going to shrink the balance sheet. And it might be asking a little too much of the Fed to raise rates at the same time that they're shrinking the balance sheet. They're like counteract each other. So given the right. $4.5 trillion balance sheet and this suggestion, and that's all I think it is right now, Jim, I don't have any faith at all that the Fed is going to reduce their balance sheet. Especially given, I don't know if you caught this, but the day after.
Well, hold on to that, okay. Andy, because folks, and by the way, folks, that's the reason we have Andy on the show. You heard my analysis, and then you heard his very accurate, much better analysis than mine. That's the reason we have him on the show. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about unwinding a $4.2 trillion balance sheet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.